I'm Brian Schrader with this update from WRAL News. This is a WRAL weather alert day. We have an excessive heat warning in place because the heat index value could approach 115 later this afternoon. We also have a level 2 risk of severe weather this afternoon, damaging winds, large hail, and maybe some flash flooding in some spots. Stay with the WRAL Severe Weather Center for updates through the day on WRAL TV, WRAL.com, and on the WRAL weather app. Highs today in the upper 90s. A person has been seriously injured after a vehicle hit them on Capitol Boulevard. Video from the scene shot around 11 o'clock last night near Calvary Drive in Raleigh shows a Raleigh police cruiser with damage at the front. We are still working to learn exactly what happened there. Stay with WRAL News for updates through the day. Today, we will learn more about possible solutions for the lead that was found in some Durham City parks. A report out today comes after lab analysis. One of the solutions could include removing and filling all contaminated soil with clean soil. We're also expecting an update today from Wake County Schools about their bus driver shortage. The district says they have 16 candidates for bus driver positions that already have completed their training, their CDL training. A couple of weeks ago, we learned that there were 17 bus routes without a full-time driver, meaning about 2,000 Wake County School students would not have normal transportation at the start of the school year. Also, it's going to be a big day for the Hurricanes, Wolfpack, and PNC Arena. We're expecting to get updates today about a long-term extension for the Canes, a development project around PNC Arena, and a $300 million renovation project for the arena. Should start to get those details this morning. Again, we'll have updates on WRAL TV, WRAL.com, and that WRAL News app. Hope you have a great day. I'm Brian Schrader.